for the entirety of my profession as a child life specialist. It has been our teen populations that continue to inspire and touch my heart in such a beautiful way. I know, I was surprised too. Sure, they can have a crunchy exterior. They have this way of making a compliment sometimes feel like an insult and are the truest masters of the side eye. Mom of three teens here, I get it. But in times of crisis, it is their vulnerability, demand for authentic transparency, advocacy for their peer group and resilient spirit that is just so incredible to witness. Teens today are showing up in big and small ways for their communities. Welcome to WonderCast, a community collaborative podcast supporting families navigating the complexities of chronic illness or injury. WonderCast is supported by the generous sponsorship of Texas Oncology. Texas Oncology, more breakthroughs, more victories, experts in cancer care. Today, I am honored to introduce you to three such teens faced with hardship, all former Wonders and Worries families impacted by illness and choosing to give back to their community in such beautiful ways. This is Nash, Aria, and Angie.
Hi, my name is Nash. I've had the privilege of being a part of the Wonders and Worries Teen Council for the past 2 years now. I'm excited to return as a senior. Last year, I served as the council's treasurer, so I kind of manage the financial side of our fundraiser. And this year, I'm just looking forward to stepping back up again in a leadership role and making an even more meaningful impact.
We're so glad to have you here. And then we have Aria. Do you want to go next?
Yeah, my name is Aria, and I'm going into my sophomore year, and next year will be my first year with Teen Council.
And then Angie.
Hi, I'm Angie. I'm an incoming senior this year, and I've had 3 years on the council. This will be my fourth year, and I've had leadership roles previously. I was the pup crew captain last year, and I'm hoping to step into a leadership role this year, too.
That's so exciting. Well, we are so excited to have you all here, especially because I do feel like for a lot of our listeners and parents, sometimes they would say that the teen years are difficult to know the right ways to engage and support. And I feel like you guys are going to be a great resource for anyone listening that might want to know how to best support teenagers in their life, either through illness and injury or just in everyday life. What I love about the three of you is that you all have a rich connection to Wonders and Worries in that you were all previous children that were served through Wonders and Worries. If you're comfortable, I would love for each of you to kind of share your experience with Wonders and Worries, like what your parent was facing, and then we'll kind of go from there. Angie, do you want to take this one first?
Sure.
Perfect.
Okay. My mom had breast cancer when I was in kindergarten, so I was only 5 years old. I just remember learning a lot of coping skills, and I was with my sister too, so it was good to have someone with me. So she was diagnosed in January 2014, and then I started going to Wonders and Worries in February.
Nash, what about you?
So yeah, like you said, I first became connected to Wonders and Worries as a client, along with my siblings. I have three younger siblings that I did it with too. And my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2022. And then the next year is when I found out about the Teen Council and actually joined as a member. And just in the past 2 years, being able to give back to the community like Wonders and Worries, it's just been the best thing ever. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to continue being a part of it this year.
That's awesome. And then Aria, how about you?
My mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, I think, when I was 4. And she passed away when I was 6. And then I think we stopped Wonders and Worries like a couple years after she passed away. So we were with Wonders and Worries from about a few months after she was diagnosed until after she passed away.
Yeah, so you were able to kind of see the full spectrum of care because Wonders and Worries is able to kind of follow a family through an entire illness journey.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had lots of teenagers who we've supported where maybe there was an illness or an injury and their parent recovered from that or just moved into more maintenance of their care for their illness. For others, they might have passed away or had a reoccurrence. So maybe they went into remission for an illness and then it came back later, which that happens too. I'm so glad to have you all here. I support our Austin area teen group. So those are for teenagers who have a parent going through treatment or maybe who have lost a caregiver to illness or injury and now are in the space area that you were in for a little bit, where you're just kind of navigating that new and they're still building connections with teens that kind of get it, which is nice. For some of you, I know that it was a longer time ago that you were served through Wonders and Worries. If you're able, how do you feel like your parents' illness or injury or what happened to your family has helped shape you to the person you are now?
I think for me, it definitely helped me kind of like at a young age, being able to learn coping skills and learn how to express your emotions better. It kind of helped me be more comfortable with that as I'm growing up and kind of become more emotionally mature. And then I also think the fact that my mom passed away caused me and my brother and my dad to be all closer. So I think that also affected me just growing up, being like really close to my family. Yeah,
absolutely.
For me, I mean, same as Aria, like I gained so many coping skills that I still use today, even just for little things like stress or anxiety. And that's just really helped me. And it helps me understand more and get more empathy towards people and what they're going through in their lives.
Yeah, just my time with Wonders and Worries, it was just easy because I was around people that kind of understood what I was going through. I learned a lot of coping skills as well. And it just got me more comfortable expressing my emotions and sharing my story with others.
Yeah, I love all of that. Love also that you guys have been a part of the organization at different times. Nash, you were older when you were a part of the organization compared to Angie and Aria. And then Aria, you were probably with the organization the longest, right? Because you had before illness, and then after death, and just continued support with that. I think that it's amazing to think about how the support received when you were a kid, like little kid, what that looked like versus support now. So how do you feel like teens prefer to be supported? Do you like it when adults carve out time to talk, or would you rather it be like paired with an activity or something like that?
I feel like teenagers, like for me, if I was going through this like right now, I wouldn't want people to like sugarcoat the truth. Like I want to know what's happening to my mom and I want to know what's going on and what all these words mean and stuff. And so I think just being able to talk through it, sometimes doing an activity helps just to, you know, have your brain working too. But I think as you get older, it's just like being able to talk to someone.
Do you feel like adults kind of talk to teenagers like they are still little kids sometimes?
Yeah, I feel like especially when like their parent is going through something and I feel like they treat you differently. If they know something's going wrong with you, they don't tell you the exact truth.
The teens I work with always say that they can tell when somebody is kind of treating them like they're too little, then they kind of find themselves pushing against that person. Like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, you're not my person. Do you kind of feel like that's true, Aria?
Yeah, I think so. And like, especially when people will say things that sound really devastating and then they'll follow it up by saying, oh, it's okay though. It's kind of invalidating a little bit. And so, yeah.
Yeah. What would you think would be a more supportive approach?
I guess just letting it sink in and like not saying much and just being okay with nobody really talking for a little bit.
I agree, because like I feel like it's better if you give the teen like the opportunity to talk and not like force them to talk and ask them questions, like they can talk whenever they're ready. I feel like that would make it more comfortable.
I agree. And I think that there are a lot of different ways of expressing for teens that maybe don't align as much with the younger age group of kids. Different mediums like music, art, even gaming and social media, it can play such a unique role for teens in helping them feel connected in ways that maybe that doesn't work for the younger age group. When you're feeling stressed, maybe about applying for college or, you know, trying out for a team at school, or you have a big sport or event coming up, what kind of things do you turn to for support?
I always want to be able to take control of whatever I'm doing. So like something I always turn to is cooking and baking, because I could always just go and cook whatever I want. Like I wanted to have that control.
And you end up with something hopefully delicious to eat, which is a pretty good win. That's pretty great. I like that.
I don't know if this is the best way to cope with things, but the thing that helps me the most is just kind of busying up my schedule, like having things to do during the day, you know, whether it's like working at my job or just going to football practice or working out. I feel like having like something to do during the day kind of keeps my mind off of, or like gives me time to think about my emotions and stuff like that.
Well, I think that distraction can be a great tool. I mean, I even know as an adult, when I am really worried about something, if I can distract myself with something else, it helps me not to focus on it as much. It doesn't go away, but it seems not as big because it's not consuming like all the space in my mind, right? You're almost too busy to kind of allow yourself to just kind of sit in that. And it's nice because when you're doing football and you're doing activities, you're normally around friends and hopefully around friends. And that is something that I think for teens is a huge support system, is your peer group, more than even your parents sometime. I think as teens, we're drawn to want to be around our friends. That's healthy as well.
I like to play piano because I just feel like I can be really expressive with it. Or I'll go on runs, which just kind of helps me clear my mind. And sometimes I won't listen to music and I'll just kind of let my thoughts, I don't know, like think.
Oh, I like that a lot. And you know, movement is huge. Even the movement of playing the piano, like, right? That's huge. And running, it gets your endorphins moving. And we know that endorphins fire up the parts of our brain that help with adrenaline and cortisol and managing our stress. And do you find that it's hard to carve out space to go for a run or play the piano during the school year?
I mean, it's definitely easier in the summer. Like, at least this summer, I'm not really doing anything. But during school, it is like a lot harder to carve out time because a lot of times, even if I am stressed, I'll kind of be thinking like, if I carve out time, even though it's going to be better for my stress, I'm going to not finish my homework or something like that.
Do you feel like school does a good job of providing spaces for teenagers to decompress?
Like for my school, I don't think so, to be honest, because our school is very competitive. And so I think just in general, like school is very stressful for a lot of people.
Every day I come home from school and I'm just like filled with stress for no reason. Like, I feel like there's no reason to have that stress. It just kind of happens.
Yeah.
Especially during the football season, like our practice ends at 8:30. So like coming home and having to do homework that late, it's just like kind of added stress.
As a teen now, do you feel like you would understand your parents' injury or illness if you were just learning about it? Like if it was the first time you were faced with it, like you didn't already have that experience, what tools do you think you would use to find out about it?
Yeah, I usually turn to either AI or social media, just see what other people are thinking. And
do you find that the information is pretty accurate?
I mean, social media is really hard to know if it's, you know, true or not, but it really just depends, I think.
Yeah. And some of the AI stuff has gotten a little bit hard. I mean, some of it's good, right? Like some of it's hard to tell if it's fake or if it's real. I mean, I think there are a lot of powerful tools that you can use with AI, which is awesome. But I think some of the stuff it can make for confusing, like, wait, is this real?
I think if I was just finding out about my mom's illness, I would probably search it up on Google first, just to like kind of figure out what I know about it. But also I feel like there's a lot of awareness for cancer. So I feel like maybe I would already have an idea and maybe I wouldn't want to know anymore, at least when I first found out.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, some teens, they don't want to know. I think that that's where it's important for the parents who are talking with their teens or maybe the child life specialists that are working with teens to really tune in to the unique needs of like that individual person they're working with, because teens all have their own way of coping. And I think it's important for them to be able to know that like while they are in like this group of people, they are their own voice. So yeah, I think that's huge. Okay, so talk to me about teen council. What do you feel like pulled you into wanting to support at teen council?
I feel like it's kind of a community that everybody like is affected by or has been through the same thing. And just uniting under like a common thing makes it a lot easier for everybody to come together. And it's just a place where like everybody kind of gets each other. And there's like a mutual understanding between everybody. So I think that's great.
Yeah, just like knowing that like the money that we're going to raise from this fundraiser that we put on is going to help people go through, you know, the same thing that most of us went through. And it is good because like only like a few of us are former clients in Teen Council. And there's a few that like they joined and they barely know anything about Wonders and Worries, but they get to learn about it and help raise money for it, raise awareness for it throughout Teen Council. So I think that's really special.
Absolutely. Aria, what about you?
I think I just wanted to give back. I think, like, I can remember when I was little and I went to Wonders and Worries, I just would always, like, tell myself when I get older, I really want to give back because I just felt like they helped my family a lot.
Do you guys feel like the people that are in your life, your friends and stuff, do they know what happened to your family? Do you talk about it or do they not know about it?
I feel like a lot of my friends, like, they knew me during kindergarten, like when I was going through it. But I mean, we haven't really like gotten into it, like now that we're all like older and we all understand what was going on. And I have a lot of friends like that are in Teen Council now. So they all know all about it and stuff. But I feel like there are a lot of people that just like don't know what happened or what I went through.
Nash, what about you? Because it wasn't as long ago as like Angie's and Aria's.
So when my mom had cancer, I was going into my freshman year. And it was like a new school and everything, and I didn't know anybody. So I didn't really want to, you know, just say that because I feel like it would make it harder to make friends, or it would have just been like an awkward conversation starter to people you've just met. I feel like some of them know now, but for a long time, not a lot of them knew.
I think that's something else that maybe adults sometimes forget with teens is like elementary school is so long. And so there's a lot of like consistency. But for teens, some of you, like you, Nash, like, you were starting your whole friend group almost all over at school, right in the middle of everything that's going on. And that definitely makes it hard. Would you have preferred if somebody did know about it?
Yeah, I like that nobody really knew about it at school. Like I said earlier, it was kind of just like the distraction. It was easy to get my mind off of it. So
yeah, it was your chance to take a break from all things illness. Yeah, I totally get that. Aria, do you feel like your friends know that your mom passed away, or do you feel like they don't know?
I usually try to not tell people because it's kind of awkward and people don't always know what to say. But I think my friends that knew me from elementary school definitely know. And some of my closer friends, I've ended up telling them just because they're always like, hey, why don't you never talk about your mom? Like, then I just say, oh, she passed away when I was younger. And then it's always like super awkward. Like they feel really bad. And so I try to just refrain from telling people.
I know. I feel like people don't know how to respond. I'm sure there's just so many weird phrases you've been told throughout your life.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't know what I would say either if someone told me that, to be honest. Like, it's kind of just a hard thing to respond to.
It is. Yeah. But it's part of your story, right? Mm-hmm. That's one great thing about being plugged in with Teen Council is you're with an organization of people that they all get it. Is there anything I failed to mention or anything that you want to share to our listeners that are maybe impacted by illness and they want to know how to give back? Do you have any advice for them?
I feel like Teen Council is just a really good way. If you just want to be able to give back and you want to have that support system and have people that know what you went through and that can, you know.
If you're looking to give back, you should come to the Warners and Worries Pup Fashion Show in April.
Were y'all nervous about it, right? Like, were y'all nervous about applying to some place where you, like, you didn't know what it was really and you were going to have to meet people you didn't know? Like, were you nervous about putting yourself out there that way, or did it just feel like, I can do this?
I mean, I was nervous at first, like, applying and everything, but once I got there, like, all the nerves went away.
I think that teens have a unique voice to share with organizations, especially ones that help teenagers. I think if we only rely on adults to support teenagers and children, but we don't actually consult the actual teenagers, I feel like we're doing a disservice to the families that we support. So I'm so glad that all three of your voices are a part of this group. One, to fundraise and to advocate, spread awareness, but then also, you guys are the voice of the populations that we serve. If you feel like there's a disparity or somebody's not being supported in a way that's best for them, I hope that you give your ideas because they're so welcomed and it's refreshing to see. I'm so grateful for all of the voices that we had represented on this podcast today. I'm going to take a minute real quick and shift gears. I really want to pull in Susie Simmons, our event coordinator on our Wonders and Worries team, who has also been leading our Teen Council for the past 4 years and is a huge advocate of our new Teens Giving Back program that is launched this past year. This is Susie.
So good to be here with you, Julie. My name is Susie Simmons. I am actually a past client at Wonders and Worries, and I had cancer 11 years ago, and my children went through Wonders and Worries. So it's very exciting that I'm now on the staff being able to give back. And I have been the donor relations manager at Wonders and Worries for the past 3 years. This year, I'm shifting into an event coordinator role. And in addition, I have been the lead for the Teen Leadership Council. So I help organize the teens, the kids who participate in our awesome Teen Leadership Council. And this year, we're rolling out an additional teen program called Teens Giving Back. I will be transitioning slowly over the year off of the Teen Council. Our amazing outreach manager, Tatiana, will be taking that over. But I will be the lead for Teens Giving Back.
And I love this new focus because I feel like it's important to note that Teen Council is currently not accepting new applications because they are at capacity. But I think that this generation really encouraged to give back to their communities. I feel like high school programming, clubs you may be in, like National Honor Society or, you know, YMSL, NCL, any of these national organizations that are kind of filtered through the school system are a great opportunity for kids to be able to serve their community. And this new Teens Giving Back initiative could help meet that need. So I'd love it if you could explain a little bit about that program.
Absolutely. So this group stemmed because the Teen Council had gotten so popular, we couldn't fit in all the kids who wanted to be a part of it. So we kind of were exploring some other options, and we tested it out last year with just ninth graders, and I just had 4 ninth graders who participated in it, and it was a great success. This group meets 4 times virtually. It's completely virtual, and they get a taste of what our huge Teen Council does, which is learn about Wonders and Worries, learn about project management, learn about managing the finances with a fundraiser, how to execute a fundraiser. They just do it in a smaller scale. It's only 4 meetings instead of 9. It's all virtual. What we do in Teens Giving Back is each of the teenagers gets to plan and execute their own event fundraiser to benefit Wonders and Worries. We help them with how they're going to market it, how they're going to bring in people, how they're going to keep track of their finances, all the logistics that go with putting on a fundraiser. They learn so much, first of all, but then they get the satisfaction of knowing that they just did something amazing and are giving to this organization, that it makes a huge impact on the families that we serve.
I think it's incredible. And I love that there's this new renewed focus of trying to really pull in families that maybe weren't even connected with Wonders and Worries. So am I correct in that you do not have to be a formal client family? You can just be a teen.
Teen Council or Teens Giving Back. Yes, we have former clients, but you do not have to be. You know, the first part of both Teen Council and Teens Giving Back is simply learning all about Wonders and Worries. So many kids who are part of these groups actually have no connection with Wonders and Worries. So it's really exciting to see how our mission is being spread through these ambassadors that are just doing it out of the good of their hearts.
Now, a couple of our listeners, maybe they've had personal association with illness or injury. They might worry that that's going to reopen a wound, or that might make it more difficult for them to be triggering or processing or anything. What thoughts do you have about that?
Well, I can definitely see where they might have that thought. What I have seen with these teens is that they feel empowered, that they feel like they have something to control about a situation. Whereas when something happens to their family, illness and injury, it's things happening to them. This gives them a chance to actually be proactive in putting good out in the world. And it really is an avenue for them with their healing. Giving back can be a big part of the healing process.
I think it's incredible. Now, we've just restructured part of our website. Do you want to explain how they go about finding information on the new Teen Leaders initiatives?
Yeah. So on our website, you'll see under the Support Us tab, there's a various groups. And if you go under 4 individuals, you'll see Teens Who Lead. I think that's what it's called. It just got changed, but it's something to that effect of Teens Who Lead. And if you click on that, you'll see it open up a page of these 2 different teen philanthropic groups that teens can be a part of. It explains the Teen Council and explains the Teens Giving Back. As you mentioned, Teen Council is full for the 25-26 school year, but Teens Giving Back, the beautiful thing about that is there's no cap. It's virtual. As many teens who want to be a part of it across the nation are welcome to be. And the registration deadline is September 12th.
Perfect. So if people have any questions about either of these, are you the primary contact that they reach out to?
Yes. My email's there on the website, and definitely happy to answer any and all questions about these two groups.
Perfect.
It's been very fun watching the Teen Council grow over the past 4 years, and I'm excited now to see what Teens Giving Back can also do.
I mean, we hear it all the time. You're supposed to pave the way for the next generation, and these next generation of leaders are these teenagers. We want them to grow to be empathetic and compassionate advocates and stewards of change. And this is a great opportunity for them to be able to do that.
I always laugh. This group like renews my faith in humanity to watch these kids that truly they're giving their spare time to do something for other people. And it's really inspiring. I love being a part of it.
Well, I'm so excited to highlight it. And I'm thankful to the teen voices that we had that also shared their stories and their journeys to getting to where they are in supporting our community. So hopefully someone listening might have a teen that's looking for a way to engage. And I would really encourage you to go to the website, check it out, talk it over with your teen, see if this might be an option of something that they are interested in. And we look forward to connecting with them.
Yes, absolutely.
So as we eagerly await all these new teens ready to serve our community, hold close the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to know the second theory of thermodynamics and physics to serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. Thank you for tuning into our podcast today. Please subscribe and continue to check back as our content is ever evolving. For questions or specific content-related requests, please send an email to podcast@wondersandworries.org.